a lot of soccer for you guys in a short period of time, and probably you've noticed that, especially coming back from Brazil. A lot of action, whether it's the Spurs match and the regular season, to squeeze into a short period of time.
Yeah, this is for us definitely the most the busiest part of the year. It's certainly the time that we kind of all had circled on our calendars, because we knew that this was going to be a chance for us, when everybody was going to be back and we were all going to be together. And now you have a number of good days of training and a lot of games to just get back into a good rhythm of playing with each other and really now trying to see if we can go on a good run that's going to, move us right up that table and get us ready for the playoffs at the end of the season.
Michael Bradley, our guest. It's Toronto at DC United tonight, and they won't be back at home. They've got four games on the road: Montreal, Columbus, Sporting, KC still to come. So you haven't spent that much time in U.S. stadiums since coming back from Brazil, but I think you'll notice it. You'll notice it in Washington. I'm sure in great markets like Columbus and Kansas City as well. Just what you guys accomplished in Brazil, and I'm sure you know this coming back. The TV ratings were amazing. The buzz was amazing. It'll really be something to feel that vibe of where the league can go now following this World Cup for you guys.
Absolutely. When you talk about the growth of the league, all of these little things are so important. And so, we as a national team certainly understood the responsibility of going to the World Cup and not only playing well, but playing in a way that people back home watched and were proud of and were captivated by in some ways. And so, the response and the enthusiasm, the excitement of everybody at home and even the number of Americans that we had in the stadiums in Brazil was unbelievable. And so, now it's back to work here. It's back to work, week in and week out with Toronto FC and with our clubs and trying to now, make sure that growth and that, excitement continues, on a week to week basis in MLS.
Michael Bradley, our guest on Brady and Walker. You would have been, just a young guy, just a kid, I guess, when the U.S. hosted in '94. How much of an impression did that tournament make on you, and what does it mean to be part of, I guess, such an iconic national team now going forward?
Yeah, I was 7 years old when the World Cup came to the United States in 1994. I was lucky enough to be able to go to a few games that were in Giant Stadium in New Jersey, not far from where I lived. And actually, the thing that sticks in my head the most is that teams like Italy and Bulgaria and Norway, they actually trained at local, high schools really close to my house. And so, my dad would get home on certain days and we'd then hop over, and to be able to see guys like Krzysztof Stoichkov and Roberto Baggio and some of these players up close, and it left such an impression. And so when it then became my turn, whether it was in 2010 in South Africa or now this year in Brazil, to have that opportunity to represent your country at a World Cup, and to understand how special, how important that is, and what an effect this tournament has on the entire world. It's something special for sure.
Michael Bradley, I guess. Now, you opened the door there. Were you at Italy, Ireland?
I actually was not at Italy, Ireland. No, I think my dad went to that one. I was at I went to Bulgaria, Mexico. Stoichkov hit a left-footed rocket into the upper corner. I missed Italy, Ireland.
So we naturally have a great interest in CONCACAF and where Canada goes. The U.S. always looks like an odd. I know you got it's work to get there, and you guys proved that this year how deep CONCACAF is. A big picture stuff, Michael. Would you say? Well, there's some suggestion that another automatic spot should be earned, especially with how well Costa Rica played in the tournament. You guys are a power. Mexico's a power. Should there be four automatic spots going? I know the big wigs make those decisions, but what would you say?
As a player and as a fan, when you look at this World Cup, you'd have to say that CONCACAF certainly deserves to at least have the opportunity to have another spot. Like you touched on, Mexico is consistently, such a good tournament team, and it doesn't matter then how it goes in qualifying for them. It's a team and a country at times with so much emotion and so much, instability. But every time a World Cup comes around, they're a team that nobody wants to play. And then when you throw in how well Costa Rica did and still the continued growth of our team, I think, this was a big step for CONCACAF, because I think in the past, obviously I have experience of playing in Europe, and mm-hmm. you'd go back to Europe on certain days after qualifiers, and they'd say, you'd get back into the locker room and the guys would say, how'd you do? And you'd say, we lost in Costa Rica 2-1. And they'd almost start like chuckling, going like, how can you lose that game? And you're thinking to yourself, like, yeah, but you guys don't really understand, like just because now this isn't the biggest team or the biggest name, these are not easy games. And you go down to places like Costa Rica and Honduras and Guatemala, and everything that entails, these are tricky games. And so I think this World Cup really opened the eyes of people around the world that says all of a sudden, okay, these are good teams. These are teams that have to be respected. And so, to answer your question, I think, I think going forward, CONCACAF is definitely going to, have a big part to play.
Michael Bradley, our guest. You can catch Toronto FC DC United 7 p.m. tonight on Sportsnet 360. You're well into your first season here in Toronto and kind of a rejuvenate marketplace here for the MLS. Tell us, what you think. It's a new experience for you. What have you thought about TFC, the city, the market, good and bad?
Couldn't be happier in every possible way. On a personal level, my family and I have settled in and absolutely love the city. We found a house. We enjoy walking out on Yonge Street and to be a part of this club, it's something special. When you talk about now the training ground that we have, when you talk about the stadium and the plans to grow that, this for me is going to be absolutely the best club in the league and in North America, and every person here believes that. And I think the first 6 months there's been good progress. We've laid a lot of the foundation for what's going to come, and now it's just about continuing to work, continuing to improve, and making sure that at the end of this season, when the most important games are coming and when everything is to play for, that we're ready. But like I said, on a personal level, couldn't be happier to be here. The people in this city are amazing. It's a sports city. You walk around the morning after a game and people know the score. People know what happened. People know, when the next game is. And as an athlete, these are, to be a part of something like that is makes such a difference.
Yeah, I think October, November could be really fun here when it all comes together, and it's come together nicely for you guys. And good luck on the road in Washington the next few games. We'll see you back in Toronto and at BMO at the end of August. Thanks for this, Michael. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys.
Thanks for
having me. Bye-bye.